Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. It's a bright Monday and a wonderful time to be alive. It's the Chuck and Julie Show, Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden, True Straight Up, which is not an easy thing to get from the mainstream media these days, but it's fascinating. Our sponsors are Julie McCallum and
Synagenics, an American Citizen Press. It's a conservative site. You know, one of the things, too, I was thinking, what we're going to do here, and I'll put it up on our website when I get it all organized, chuckandjulie.com, is put together some sites, some good conservative sites that we go to that you can go to. As Chuck said, it's challenging these days to know who to believe. Like we said Friday, my real, not real kind of thing. We'll always tell you what's real and what's not real on the show. Even if you disagree with this, at least it'll be real or not real.
And there is a whole series of sites that don't censor that you want to change your
and I'll go over where we are now too. And also just a note to our friends on Facebook. Facebook does not like some of the folks at BBS. So we will not be on, if you're looking at this on YouTube, we weren't on Facebook today, but we'll be back on Wednesday. So we haven't been banned, at least not yet, from Facebook. Twitter though, why is Twitter even messing with us, right? I mean, they're messing with everybody. But I want to let you guys know too, we're on Facebook, okay, at Chuck and Julie, but we're also now on MeWe, at Chuck and Julie. And also we joined because Parler, as you all know, went kaput early this morning, at least for the time being. We're also now on something called gab.com. That's gab.com. Also coincidentally at Chuck and Julie. I will say Gab is slow. From what I've been reading, they've been just slammed with people signing up, which is a good thing. They're on their own servers. They have their own servers, their own everything. So they can't really be banned the way that Parler did. I have to say, and we'll talk more about this. This is a time when you need to look at your infrastructure and make sure that it's independent and that you can be independent. I mean, a part of me is like, hello, Parler, if you are positioning yourself to be a competitor with Twitter and to be a free speech thing, you probably shouldn't have had Amazon as your server because one thing we know, this is all organized and concerted. I was going to go more into that today, but Chuck, in a twist, said, Julie, we need to be optimistic and hopeful. Everybody knows what the problem is.
Well, you've got to give people a positive message out there. You can't just, you know, if you want to wail and whine and fail yourself, you can. And there's lots of reasons why you should. But I don't think that helps much. I think we have to be proactive. We've got to go out there and be ready because, you know, the Germans have smashed through the Maginot Line and are taking over France. But that doesn't mean the war is over.
No. Uh-uh.
And so...
And you're right, because after I said that, I was like, you know, one of the things I think that... And actually, before I say that, let me open it up. If you guys want to... At 3:30, we're going to have Michael Tao on, investigative columnist, always exciting to listen to. But in the meantime, 888-627-6008, if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. If you want to weigh in on Zoom, for our guys on Zoom, all you got to do is unmute yourself and then turn on your camera. I ask, though, we can only have one person on at a time. So if you see that somebody else is talking, just wait till they're gone and then turn your camera on. But that was what I was saying. You know, it's like saying, well, you know, yes, they cheated. Yes, they did this. Yes, they're censoring us. It's kind of like saying, yes, kidnapping is bad, right? I mean, of course it's bad. Of course, all this stuff happened. But whining, like you said, isn't going to get us anywhere. You got to point it out. I think it's important to keep saying the truth straight up. But then you got to go further than that, because clearly us just pointing the truth straight up, the Democrats, the big tech, I mean, Twitter stock is plunging. They don't care, right? They've got a bigger agenda. The Democrats are going to go like, you know, we've been thinking about it. And we think that maybe
we've been a little extreme.
No, they're not going to say that.
No, they're going to say, we'll look at that election fraud stuff for you, because we want to have trust in our our democracy.
Right, right.
So it's
but we're
really
not going to give you the $2,000 stimulus, though.
No, that's unfortunate, isn't it? We promised it to you, and we said Mitch was holding it up, but it's really us.
It was really us. And the impeachment thing today, the House passed it. This is my understanding of the latest. They're passing it, I guess, or they're working on it. I think that Mike Pence is not going to declare Trump crazy. Mike Pence, by the way, I also think has committed political suicide. That's just me. The Senate is not going to take it up. So that's not going to happen. Rush Limbaugh, he was saying he didn't believe this. It was a conspiracy theory. He admitted that maybe what they're doing is they're going to try to get Trump to agree not to run, or anyone in his family. Number one, Trump, if you do that, lie. Okay. Pretend you're a Democrat. Say, oh, on my honor, I will not run again. I totally, totally promise. Neither will any of my family. No, won't do it. And then just declare that you're running the very next day.
Well, that tells you how terrified they are. I mean, if they thought that Joe Biden won by 10 million votes and it was an easy thing, then they could run all you want. Hope the Republicans nominate you again.
Right.
That'd be great. But obviously they're terrified because they crooked it. Everybody knows they crooked it, except the dumb serfs in the Democratic Party probably believe they're superiors. But
who don't care?
Yeah, who don't care? And so it's going to be bad. But I think we have to look at what are our things that we have in our own control to garner a counterattack when the time comes. One of the things is we control most of the state legislatures. I think we control 30 compared to 20 controlled by the Democrats. But we also control some huge states, Florida and Texas, who are every bit as important as, well, almost as important as California and New York. California itself, while it's hemorrhaging badly, is still...
This is New York, really, too.
Well, New York's over. They'll close that place down.
Yeah, why would anyone go live in New York?
Yeah. No, just close it down. So, you know, we can, you know, I had a friend who recommended saying, why don't we make discriminating on public platforms, good political thought, a civil right. And therefore, you can sue and collect treble damages and attorney's fees. Why not that in Florida and Texas? And
right.
Think of other ways throughout the
That's
the states we control to how to do the counterattack on them and see how much they like it and indicate anybody who engages in that kind of, you know, there's monopoly practices, not just federally, but also statewide. Bring claims against the ones in favorable courts. I mean, it's time to, there'll be a time, it's not today, but it will come soon enough where we have to take the counteroffensive.
Well, we have some attorney generals, state attorney generals, mm-hmm. and you're right. There, I mean, that's one of the reasons I think that the big tech companies poured so many millions into this election cycle and into their lobbying effort. They want to get rid of anybody who's suing them over privacy issues. They want to get rid of anybody who's suing them over monopolies. They want to make that all go away.
Well, it'd be interesting if Amazon was prohibited from delivering products in Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
And that would open up competition for others to do it. And there's lots of ones. Now, of course, for every claim, there's always a counterclaim for every thing. But it just seems that we...
Well, it's better than rolling over and playing dead.
Yeah.
Or like we said, I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you.
Yeah. Well, you always do.
I know, so. I know.
Nothing new. We love you.
Nothing new in 2021.
We love you, of course.
Well, but that's what I was thinking. It's like, you know, and with all due respect to the people I know, because we've been receiving a lot of texts and emails and phone calls and people saying, you know, we need to call our congressperson. you know, we need to call Apple and tell them that we don't like it. Guys, they don't care. They don't care.
Well, we Apple could call knows. Ed Perlmutter, I'm sure.
Yeah,
cares.
Ed Perlmutter could care less. You know, the only one who cares maybe is Lauren Boebert, maybe Ken Buck a little bit, and Doug Lamborn.
A little bit,
which is interesting. They took Doug Lamborn's, by the way, email away.
Good.
Right? The email server MailChimp said, so we're in the process of switching. We haven't set up our email yet, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Procrastination for once paid off of MailChimp, because that's one of those things about being proactive. You need to go find places that aren't going to take it away as soon as you become a threat to them. And I think that's just one of the things we got to keep in mind. Don't bother. I mean, maybe if you want to, if it makes you feel better, go ahead and call Apple and tell them that you're mad. But Apple doesn't care. They don't care. These guys are after major power, major influence, major money. And so let's spend our time. And like you said, let's sue them in states where we can sue them, at least make it annoying. I saw Parler is suing Amazon in Seattle. No, I'm like, I'm sorry, Parler.
Wrong
jurisdiction. Yeah, hello. Certainly you could have found some Parler user in Texas or Florida who could have said, it's like, what are you even thinking?
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to definitely lose at the district court level.
We got to be smart.
You probably lose at the thing, and you probably won't get cert at the, you know. They shop all the time, and we kind of go, let's go there.
That'll let's do it in Seattle, because that's where their headquarters is. It's like, hello, you know, there's a reason.
They're doing business in all those other places, which gives you jurisdiction in most cases.
Right.
So,
that's what you need to do. Well, and so you said that, and let's talk about that, you know, time to retrench and then regroup and form a new strategy.
And the second part about this is we get to retrench without some of the biggest traders. I mean, we don't have to worry about Chris Christie or Ben Sasse.
Andy McCarthy. Colin Powell quit being a Republican. Wasn't he already
quit
being
a Republican? No, that's terrible. And I counted on him so much, and he was so wonderful.
He was so helpful this last time around.
Peter loves Colin Powell.
But you can love him, but let's not call him a Republican. Right?
No, you shouldn't love him.
And there's something else that's
you shouldn't love him.
Well, all right, but truth
it's
straight
creep.
Up. Here's another thing I find interesting, and I was posting about this because it got my blood boiling over the weekend. So Complete Colorado was quoting Kevin Priola as being a Republican who said Trump should resign. Okay, here's the thing, guys. Kevin Priola is not our kind of Republican. Kevin Priola is a Diablo, a Democrat in all but label only Republican. He's not a real Republican. So anytime you see the media quoting him as quoting a Republican, just don't even bother reading it. Interestingly, Kyle Clark, our good friend over at Nine News, was also posting about another Colorado Republican leader, and he was quoting Joe Altman. So it seems interesting to me. You got to pay attention here. When they want, no matter what they do, they find a way to use the Republican to slam Republicans. So they use the fake Republican when they want to find a you know, they'll quote Kevin Priola if that's helpful to them. They don't go quote Joe Altman about saying, hey, do you think we should have that Trump should resign? No, they just quote Kevin Priola. But when they want to make a Republican look bad, then all of a sudden Joe Altman is the leader of the Republican Party in Colorado, even though a lot of people don't really know who he is, and he's not that much of an out front leader. So watch what they do, and that's part of it, is keep your eyes open and always say real, not real, real, not real. Nothing you read in the main, I've pretty much actually quit, except for the weather, looking at local media sites, because it's none of it is real. It's all not real. Another real, not real thing, this is to give you hope, that I saw this morning. So the headlines look so horrible, even on Breitbart. A tip here, the big tech companies are slamming down on everybody, right? Except for basically shows like ours, where they don't really have that much power over us. But if you're, they showed what they would do to the New York Post, they'll just ban you. The companies and the websites, and Michael Todd will talk about this a little bit, that rely on the internet, right, are scared stiff right now. They're terrified that what's going to happen is if they cross a line, that they're going to take them off their server, they're going to take them off of the social media, all of that. So they're all towing a pretty tricky line. So you look all over, and the headline this morning was all over the place. Oh, Wall Street closing down political donations. It's like Wall Street not going to donate to Republicans anymore. Okay, well, here's a real, not real. How much money do you think Goldman Sachs actually gave Lauren Boebert? I'm going to say not much.
Not
do you think
lot.
That Goldman Sachs and Wall Street donated a ton of money to any other good Republican?
Ben Sasse. They probably have somebody in Ben Sasse.
I mean, come on. Maybe Mitt Romney. Give me a break. So you read the headline, you're like, oh my God, that's even more bad news. No, it's not. All the headlines say is Facebook also pulling back its political donations. Ooh. Good, I say, because Facebook certainly, number one, they can because the election's over. Hello. And it was like the credit card company isn't taking Trump campaign donations. Well, Trump isn't running right now. I mean, how many donations do we think Trump was taking in?
If you thought that there was fake news before, it's now all fake news.
Right.
I mean, it's 100%, 100% fake. Literally, I mean, things like New York Times, Denver Post, Nine News, CNN, you just go through the list. You can't believe anything that's in there. I mean, it may be true. Who knows? By accident, something could be true.
They might get the weather right.
No, they probably even screw that up.
What did I saw another headline? So this is what's happened to local journalism. It said, so they found, this is kind of gross, so I'm sorry, but they found human remains cut into pieces and stuck in like three suitcases along the cherry some bike path, right? And they said, police are investigating it as a homicide. That was the headline. I'm like, no, 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 you're kidding me. If they're not, then
quickie burial.
Yeah. I mean, they've defunded cops a lot. So maybe they have to say, no, it looks natural.
Looks good. Looks good. Just a different way.
So that's how helpful they are. Okay. Yeah. That's how helpful they are. Hey, do you want to go? We got Barney. Leo said, I said, Ken Buck, I just threw up a little bit of my mouth. I know. Sorry, Leo. Ben, the framers of the Constitution used three boxes when they built a republic, and the ballot box, the jury box, ooh, and finally the cartridge box. Right. And with that.
Well, and you can bet that they'll be working from the first day in to take away the cartridge
box. They've already, state legislature in Colorado, story out there today, they have three gun control bills already that they're going to introduce.
Special.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to Barney here for joining us. Hey, Barney, thank you for calling in as always.
Hello, Chuck and Julie. Hey, Chuck, I feel good now. You told me to stay calm, and you kind of said, you know, you're right. Don't look to the Republican Party to save us. We know what a bunch of crap shit brains they are. So, and Ken Buck, you know what? Well, you know, like you say, Chuck, we know who our friends are now. We know we need. So don't send any money to the Republican Party. Unless it's directly to Trump when he says he's going to run again.
Wait, whoa. Except to Patrick Neville's group, Take Back Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I can get that. No. And, you know, I can never get his name right. Neil Mathai. He got burned pretty hard, and so did Casper. It's like, actual candidates. But the party has shown us what they are. We were right all along. They're turncoats. They're actually worse than liberal Democrats. I'll take AOC over any of these pukes that are stabbing Trump in the back. You know, Marco Rubio, who I thought was kind of intelligent, I heard him running his mouth last night. God, what an ignoramus. I had no idea he was that stupid. But you let me know, Chuck.
And he's going to need a hairpiece pretty soon. He's losing that hair pretty fast.
Me too. But now wait a minute. I had something to say, so I'm going to listen to you, Chuck. So you always tell me when I need to get the black rifle out, we'll get it out. But I'm with you on all these Parler and that. We don't really need them. Hey, I got Julie's number. I can text her when I got a question. So I don't need to be in touch with the rest of the world. But it is, you know, I've got a liberal sister. And she just thinks she's so damn smart. And she has no problem. By the way, they have no problem with this censorship. They don't see anything wrong with it. And she's not even – well, I think any Democrat is a radical. Because anything to the end, they'll do. But Trump, you're damn right they're afraid of him. 75 million people and they cheated. They don't have the vote. So you're right. Get to the state legislatures. Get these laws fixed. Get it back to where, which, you know, they really didn't, they just didn't obey the law with these states. That's all it is. The laws were already there. Wisconsin has some pretty strict vote law. They just didn't obey it. That's all. So, I'm with you, Chuck. I'm staying calm. I'm not losing sleep anymore over this. I'm not going to run around pissed off. It is what it is. And the gun now there's a woman, I don't know if it was Sheila Jackson Lee. She said she is going to outlaw 50 caliber AR-15s.
I love doing one of those. That'd be fun.
Do they make those?
No, they don't make those.
can you imagine what a badass little AR-15, a 50 caliber?
We should tell them. You
Bennett,
outlaw those.
Good, Bennett.
Go ahead.
Make everybody turn them back in.
We agree. Yeah, make everybody turn them back in. And then give us money when we turn them back
in.
And then we can hand in our Nerf gun.
Yeah, well,
all right, Barney.
Anyway, I do love you guys. Can't wait to listen to the crazy man when he comes on at 3:30.
Perfect.
Awesome. Right. Notice I called him crazy, not me. Love you, Chuck and Julie.
Bye, guys. 888-627-6008. You know, and one of the things I think we have to do, like you said, is just be proactive. The Democrats tell us what they're going to do, right? They've been saying, oh, we're going to censor you. They said, the ABC guy let it loose. We're going to cleanse you. And then we think, oh, no, they don't. And then they do it. And then we get all whiny about it, which deservedly so, obviously. And we complain about it and we say it's not fair. All of that's true, but we cannot stop there. Then we need to immediately proceed into step two, which is being proactive in some ways. Some of the ways we can be proactive, again, support some of the conservative sites that are out there. Support, go find like gab.com.
If you want to give to the Republicans, go get coloradoback.com.
Take back Colorado.
Is it com or is it
.org?
.org.
Just Patrick Nellis Group.
Yeah, but they can't write that down.
Oh, sorry. And
you know, give money to the people who are actually going to fight for you and not for the people who are going to sell you out. And I think that's, it's not good enough to say, I just won't give to the Republican Party. Just don't give to those people.
Don't give to the party.
Well,
candidates.
Depending upon who's controlling the party.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I wouldn't. We have an election coming up, maybe, for chairman. If you got a really good person in, it's a different deal. But it's not good enough to say, I hate the Republicans without saying, well, which Republicans?
Exactly.
Because it doesn't do any good to condemn them all.
And then say, and I like these guys. Let's forget the names of the ones we don't like, and let's just focus on the ones we do like.
You know,
another thing about being smart is, like I've said, with these rallies, I want to, you know, the folks that did the rally at the Colorado Capitol on Wednesday, Chris Doty and those guys had people out there on the lookout for Antifa. We need to be aware. There's stuff circulating now, and this is going to be real, not real, too. The FBI is like, oh, there's going to be armed protests at all the states. I forget what day it is. It's supposed to be. Okay, so number one, do you believe anything the FBI tells you? I mean, no, I don't believe anything the FBI tells
you. Well, somebody's going to have a concealed carry there, probably.
Well, and
they're allowed to, right? And they have a right to, right?
And it's like, it's going to be more trying to blame it on Trump supporters. So here's the thing. If there is going to be a rally, organizers, we got to be smart. We got to know that the Antifa people are going to hijack it. We got to know that we have to be ready to stop that, to stop them. We got to know that you can't let them hijack you. We just have to be smart about all kinds of things. We have to just get over the fact or get over the hope that the Democrats are somehow going to be persuaded by us. They're not. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They just want power. They don't care if it's right or not right.
What I tried to tell you once, Julie, you said, well, the Democratic Party has changed so much. And you go, no, it hasn't. It hasn't changed at all. And there was a wonderful article, and I forget, maybe it's an American thing, about somebody saying, wherever the left has taken over, free speech is automatically squashed. Wherever it is.
Right.
And you can count on it and whatever. And the only time they loved free speech, like back in the 60s, is when they weren't in control. Then, we can't. We must preserve our civil liberty. They could care less. They only care about themselves and their own civil liberties.
And I see Michael Tao here. But before we get to Michael, I want to go ahead and play, because this is what I wanted to tell people today. They are trying to panic you and pressure you into taking the blue pill. And we're here to talk you off the ledge, so you don't need to do this. But I pulled. This is so good. I mean, all of my favorite movies are coming to life here. If we could, Thomas, please play the BBS guys, and then we'll get to Michael Tao. If we could play the video clip that I sent you today. This is from The Matrix.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. What truth? That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hooray! Hooray! Don't take the blue pill!
You know,
don't take the blue pill!
What's so scary about that is modern physicists you know, look at our existence and what's consciousness and all those things. And they say, you know, everything operates a great deal like a computer program.
Well, and remember what happened to the Matrix? Who kicked butt, right? Not those little FBI guys. They did at the beginning, but then the good guys won. Hey, we've got investigative columnist Michael Tao on with us right now, who has been monitoring all this. And Michael, like Chuck, is an ever optimistic, hopeful guy to bring us the cheery side of life. No, he's all over the place. A clearerpicture.net is the best place to go to see him. Hey, Michael, thank you for your time on this Monday.
Oh, thanks for having me. Oh, great to be here.
What's your server?
Yeah, you know? What's your...
yeah, I'm interrupting my Chinese lessons, actually, but it's okay.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you, because I was doing some research about this, which is interesting in terms of, you know, you look at why does big tech want to control us? It's so funny to me.
Why doesn't it?
We're its product, and yet they even con us into paying for the privilege, right? If you pay for Amazon Prime or Amazon Movie, Amazon Music, they're gathering all this data on you that then they use to market and sell for AI or machine learning and things like that. But the biggest, so you got servers, but then the biggest, I guess they call them data centers, they're all in China. I'm like, it's like, seriously, like China is like just sort of soaking all of this up right now.
Back in the 19th century, there's a whole movement of people who hated the modern industrial, and they're called Luddites, where they wanted to destroy all the machinery. And I feel like a modern Luddite.
We should all go take out those data service centers. Yeah. What do you make of all of this? I guess open-ended.
It's all a disaster. I mean, we lost control of the narrative so badly, I just couldn't even believe it. There's a fake conservative PSYOP group called Reagan Battalion. They were posting that the protesters, not kidding, they hacked the policeman to death with, I guess, machetes. I don't know. He said they hacked him to death, and people are believing it. It's part of the narrative. Now it's all going to be like Trump making fun of the handicapped, except it's a thousand times worse. It's all going to be this lie that everybody believes, the insurrection and the cowardliness of these congressmen is like, I didn't think I could have more contempt for them, but all summer, ordinary Americans across the country had their homes and businesses burnt to the ground and did the best they could to survive. What did Congress do in response? They voted to remove the Confederate monuments
from Washington. There you go.
They caved in. Then a couple people break into a building. And they act like they really said, I've read it described, it's just that they took over Washington, like an insurrection took over Washington. The most craven, cowardly, like worthless, I can't even say what I would do to them. And then to some extent, I think we deserve it. I mean, most conservatives, I'm surprised we didn't spend the beginning of the show like trying to figure out what we did wrong on our own side before we criticized the other side. It's like very important. Oh, I want to say, too, I do not condemn anything that happened to protest. I condemn nothing that happened.
One guy
on Twitter summed it up for me perfectly. I'm proud of MAGA rioters that they did it to Congress and not to ordinary American businesses like Antifa.
That's a good point. That's the thing about this, too,
that's killing me is we've now reached the point where it's conventional wisdom that it's worse to have a riot at government than ordinary businesses.
Right.
Much worse to attack.
It's a direct threat to our democracy, democracy.
And I think all of it is a step, right? They've been practicing. They lock us down with this, you know, flatten the curves. We say, I mean, it's like that. And now all of a sudden it's like, don't tweet this. Don't say this. Don't post this. We've got people who are afraid to talk on our show because they said, hey, look, things could go south. I mean, so thank you for coming on. I think, you know, and I know you were kind of pointing out too, that various conservative sites, I mean, I think that big tech guys kind of have them, so to speak, by the neck, saying, hey, look, you don't do what we want you to do, then we'll pull you from the server. We won't let you on social media. How scared do you think these conservative sites are? And do you think, are they getting in a place or willing to fight back, do you think?
I fear like they're not. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if everything was shut down or controlled by the end of the year. I'd be surprised if it wasn't all shut down and controlled, I guess, by the, and nobody, I mean, this is the thing too. It's like you thought, okay, we found out all these people really were on our side for 4 years, and you think, okay, it's done. And I knew Barr wasn't on our side. That wasn't a surprise to me at all. I wrote a column on that. But then you find out who's Tom Cotton. Not on our side.
No,
says it's like a riot, right. An insurrection.
Ted Cruz.
People are backing him because the Democrats are attacking him. But he attacked like the protesters, our protesters in Washington.
Well, and they didn't do anything about.
Toomey says Trump should be impeached.
Yeah.
For this, right? So none of these guys are like.
Well, how much do you like Andy McCarthy?
Oh my God, I would, yeah. Another one, I can't say what I think he deserves. Yeah, Andy McCarthy spent like years and you're thinking like, he seems like he's on our side, but it turned out he just didn't want to lose his income like Jonah Goldberg did, right? I mean, that's essentially, he didn't want to get with the resident. So he calls for impeachment. And what happened? So people who strongly felt that Congress was about to facilitate a great injustice protested in front of Congress, unlike Antifa, who protests, who destroys the lives of people, had nothing to do with what they're protesting. They protested in front of Congress. Allegedly, a couple people got out of line. I think any conservative who condemns this is just stupid, because at no point am I going to accept that I know 100% for sure that this wasn't instigated by the other team, a false flag by the other team.
Right.
Nothing is going to like make me say. I mean, a day later, conservatives are going, well, this is horrible and everyone must condemn it. How do you even know that this is real?
Well, and even here's
how will you ever believe that? You know,
they shot the Capitol Police, shot the woman. And now it's becoming apparent that the police officer who theoretically died. He wasn't hit by a fire extinguisher at all. With all of the cameras, everybody's videotaping everything, all the security cameras. I can't find any video. And apparently he might have died of a medical condition.
Well, it's another police officer they blamed on it.
Yeah, and conservatives just go, yep. And I have to say, people don't want to hear it, but this is Charlottesville 2.0.
Yeah.
But the way the left thinks it is. The right bought into a totally lot because they bought into these people are a bunch of racists, so let them do whatever they want to them for Charlottesville last year.
Right.
The right.
Said,
we don't care. These people are racist. So that kid in jail for the rest of his life, who's a serious schizophrenic, he said some mean stuff about Jews, and I'm Jewish. My dad was a Holocaust survivor, so I don't want to hear it from anybody. They said, like, oh, he said some nasty stuff about Jews. We don't care if he didn't really kill that woman. Let him send him right in here. We don't care if an independent commission on the Charlottesville thing by a law firm, you read the report and it's clear what happened. The governor and the town of Charlottesville set them up to be beaten down by Antifa. It was a total setup. Conservatives said, we don't care. Let them get rid of it. Well, now it's happening to us. You know, now it's the same exact thing, lying.
Well, they control the narrative. They always control the narrative.
But now it's gotten to the point where.
Well, give us some positive things, because we're big into some even though it's almost.
My dog's getting a bath tomorrow. It's about.
We need to call you back next week.
First, China attacks us with this, not with a psyop, with a fake virus that doesn't exist. I'm sorry, or fake disease that doesn't exist. People don't want to hear it, but there's no respiratory virus that starts spreading in April, right? The test doesn't test for any virus. The test was developed by some guy in Germany before the virus was isolated, and how he discovered whether the fragments he's testing for were okay is he sent them to China, and China tested a bunch of people they claim had the virus. And he said, yeah, that's right. You go with that test. So we have a test that doesn't test for the virus. You got a respiratory virus that's spreading in April, which like never happened. So there's no such thing as COVID-19. There's not a shred of evidence. Anyone who thinks there is, find a shred of evidence that the COVID-19 genome harms human tissue, right? No lab has been able to get it to harm human tissue. It only harms monkey kidney cells. They've tried. They put the virus in cells with human tissues and it won't kill human tissue, right? So the whole thing is like nonsense. Then we get an election, which is where there's clearly
no. But you forgot the other thing. Then we had a big public health guy that headed up Columbia School of Public Health and everything else. And he wanted to say, as he was getting off the show, I've seen it from all of them. In addition, we found out that notwithstanding people had little symptoms, their lungs and brains and genitals and toes were all badly. We're not sure why, but we're, you know, so it doesn't matter that, you know, your little son had a sniffle. He doesn't have a brain anymore. It ain't it.
And it's
and they're doing the same thing with the riot now, with the protests, right? Anybody who dies during the riot, it's counted as a riot. It's the same thing. Anybody who dies, but with the vaccine, when you die after taking the vaccine, they're just incredibly careful to rule out the vaccine.
Yes, you get the vaccine twice, but now it's also mutated. So there's a whole new.
So it's not good for you.
Oh, we're going to have to take.
And you must say, assuming you know Trump's real or even anything, I don't know what's real anymore. Like I just think maybe everything's up, but. He went along with the COVID is going to go down in history as maybe the biggest mistake.
Yeah.
He goes along with that. That tanks his reelection. That makes it like a lot harder. Still, he seems like he pulls off a victory. Biden is declared the winner with all these like weird anomalies. Like you've got millions of people voting for Biden and nobody else. They just got like one person on the ticket. And the left, you know, they're saying, oh, you can't say we cheated. Look, by the left's own lights, it would be morally irresponsible if they didn't cheat. Right. They claim to believe that Hitler was going to get a second term if Trump won. Of course, I would have cheated under those circumstances. It would have been wrong not for them not to. So they get away with it. And then anybody questioning this, we're all going to be round up, I guess, in the gulag, I think.
We're going to be cleansed.
About the left is you know, they claim everybody is a Nazi, right?
And then, like literally.
Literally. But they go back to what the Nazis did, like the Reichstag fire, you know?
That's what this is.
So they all that, I've got it. We'll make it the Reichstag fire. And next, you know, the internment camps will be coming and the concentration camps and everything else.
I think anybody who thinks gulags by August isn't possible. I think they have their head in their butts.
Well, you know, you're right. One thing, you know, we have to, was it a thing before the election? And it was sort of like a group of pro-Trump women and they had a speaker in and she was from Cuba. And she said, if you think it can't happen here, she said, I was a little girl in Cuba and my dad was a doctor and we were a happy family, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden we're in bread lines, you know, we can't do this. And she said, you know, you got to pay attention. That's the only thing that gives me hope because I'm more, although Chuck was a hopeful woman today. I mean,
it's got to be helpful because it doesn't do any good to be endlessly depressed.
There are 80 million Americans out there who don't buy the narrative. There are 80 million Americans out there. I mean, and Trump's approval has not dropped, which is now granted it's Rasmussen, so who knows? But I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are looking at the Democrats and saying, we don't buy this. Okay, maybe we can't do anything about it right now. But like Chuck said, we need to retrench. We need to go back. We need to be.
Well, yeah, I think we've got to like figure out. See, the problem is we got to figure out how to take over the GOP. I don't really see a third party.
No.
Working. We have to figure out how to get, and every single one of them has to go. Basically, I mean, maybe Rand Paul can stay. I don't know, but for all intentions,
Josh Hawley can stay.
Yeah, a couple people.
Jim Jordan.
It's so small the number that I don't even care. They all have to go for all intents and purposes, and that's a tough thing to do. You know, I think we're really stupid. I mean, I think like, you know, I read like the last year, I mean, the conservative movement, I think it's like, sometimes I've been about me going, God, why did you put me on the stupid team? Like several times I've like, years I'm looking at these headlines. Ha ha. Ted Cruz sure showed how stupid AOC is with his witty remark. Oh, look who somebody destroyed Nancy Pelosi with like another, our arguments are so much better than theirs. They're so ignorant. And like, meanwhile, they're just like laughing their butts off, saying, "You think anything we say is serious? Like, all over saying stupid as if we like take this seriously." And meanwhile, we're like taking your wallet, we're like beating your kids up, we're like, and you're sitting there thinking you won because somebody said something clever.
So I have a question for you, Michael. I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. When did they turn the heat off in your house?
Well, my furnace isn't working. Actually, it's like
No. They heard. They knew this. They've been listening to you. They're like, no, we're going to show them. We're just going to freeze them out now.
It never occurred to me. It's like, yeah, it's like, no, my furnace is a little, I got to figure it out. It's a pain.
It's the Chinese.
It's a Chinese furnace.
It's a Chinese.
But yeah, I think it's like we've been like, and over and over again, they had these hearings about big tech censorship.
The second one,
you realize they're not serious. They don't care.
No.
They could have done something about this a long time ago. And people are going. And again, I'm seeing these headlines. Ted Cruz destroys Jack from Twitter on hearings. And I'm just thinking, like, all we ever get is, like, talk, and people are happy with it. People seem to be satisfied.
I saw that Devin Nunez was saying, and I like Devin Nunez, but he's like, we need to open a racketeering investigation. It's like, yeah, you do that. Maybe, you know, Durham and Barr can help you with that. You know, I mean, you know, the racket, it's not going to go anywhere. It's, we just need to, we need to quit looking at that things that way. We need to quit trying to persuade people, the Democrats, because they, like you said, they don't care. They're not saying, oh, we hadn't thought that we're being mean to Republicans.
Yeah, I have to wonder with the conservatives who write like columns, I read, every year you read, like, of course, anyone who rioted needs to be punished. And of course, I condemn the riot. And it's like, I'm just reading and I'm going, who do you think, who's the audience for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you condemning it to? And I'm totally serious. Like, just don't understand. Like, is it just that you're so vain and pompous that your virtue signal, you need to signal your own virtue?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, well, I think they just don't want to get banned.
So, or you're stuck on automatic pilot and you don't even realize that there's no audience who needs to hear any of this counter signaling. There's no audience for it as far as I can know.
Well, I don't even know
what people are thinking anymore. It's maybe, again, it is just, I'm going to show how principled I am. And I'm going to,
well, let's let's just read. We've got Michael Tao on, a great columnist, thinker. We've had him on before, but there's no really brighter. All his double degrees from the Testing Institute in Princeton.
Clearer picture than that. Well, here's what I think, Michael. I think those guys are virtue signaling because they don't want to be banned. But what they don't get, and this is what Republicans have to write. So today we can't question the election.
We can't
comment on the riots, right?
No.
We can't do that.
Well, you can comment on the riots if you condemn them.
Right. But tomorrow it's going to be something else. It's not, you know, next week it's going to be this. Then the week after that it's going to be that. They're not going to say, okay, now you guys, you can all come back on Twitter, and President Trump can go back on Twitter as long as he's not president. It's going to, that's what the columnists and all these people who are caving in need to realize. It's like they've got you now, and they've got their foot is on your neck. And unless you fight back, not by saying, oh, I condemn it too, it's just like the lockdown, right? First, we got to flatten the curve. Then we got to wear a mask. Then we have to close our restaurants for just a week. Then the kids have to go home till just spring break. And a year later, everything is destroyed and the economy is tanked and our kids haven't been in school since forever and we're still wearing the stupid masks. They're not going to let up. They're not going to stop until we make them stop.
And they're already like getting people fired for going to the rallies. I mean, it's already gone like much further. I couldn't, lawyers are refusing to represent.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. Like, terrified. I mean,
it's like, it couldn't have deteriorated more.
Right.
Really. Sure. Just, you know, Kristallnacht craziness.
Oh, that's coming.
Yeah,
that's coming.
I think it is. It couldn't. I have to say,
you know, those Dems are going Kristallnacht. Yeah. Kristallnacht.
That's a good idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jake Tapper did a tweet putting it on us that's what the protests were.
Right.
But yeah, it's couldn't have gotten worse. And I feel like I was stupid for, I didn't realize the further you fall, the faster the descent. It's like, what I didn't realize how fast it was going to do it. And
there's an optimum speed, isn't there? But
yeah. Yeah, that's really,
we're in like deep trouble and I don't know what the end is, but I think part of it is, the Republican Party has to be taken over. And it's a problem that anybody you get in that position, the first thing is, okay, we get our guy in the center and he gets in there and they say, well, would you like a business deal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to make $1 million?
Once again, on my happy news kick, last week or 2 weeks ago, maybe it was last week, they had the RNC elections and all the RNC people. And they elected Ron McDaniel again, but everybody was backing Ronna McDaniel because she said, you know, she's for Trump, but niece of the wonderful Mitt Romney. So the big fight was on the number two position. And they had a lot of your usual Diablos running. And they also had a guy named Tommy Hicks Jr. And he was a Trump guy. And he won 95% not percent, 95 of the 168 votes. So they couldn't take the one thing. So now the RNC is controlled by Trump. And we just have to continue to take over things.
He's got a platform.
Yeah, a platform. Well, he's got to go out and do that. And then we got to just start marching through the marshes and start weeding them out.
Yeah, that's what. And I don't, you know, my thing is like researching things and trying to explain them to people, complicated things to people in easy, digestible bites. So I don't know political organizing, but I hope it's happening in a big way. It's not my.
Well, you got to get there. House district you're in Virginia, I mean.
Well, let me ask you about, because one thing you do know about is the tech stuff a little bit. What about Trump? I mean, he's indicated he's looking at a platform. And what he needs is, I understand it, so he needs like his own server, right? He can't be on like an Amazon server. I mean, if you were Trump and you were advising him, what can he?
I don't think any of this is really hard. I think the issue with a platform is the people.
Okay.
There's no real. My friend has a server in his living room next to his fish tank with his giant turtle. You know,
Hillary had an actual server.
I could move all my stuff to his server tomorrow, and it would be fine, right? I need to call him on the phone and do some stuff, but it wouldn't be a big deal. So there's no technical. It's not like the people who designed Twitter were like technical geniuses. It's just like they did it first and they did it in a nice format. The issue is you got to get the people, right? You've got to get a critical mass of people onto the thing. And that's nothing. It's like everyone quit Twitter. And I'm like, I didn't really understand it because Twitter's not in business to make money. It's pretty clear that they're not in business to make money. Who's ever funding this, I'm assuming it's China. CCP at the bottom and at the end of the day, they can afford to keep Twitter
floating.
So what? And people didn't even look into Parler, that Parler posts aren't web searchable. You have to be a member to see them. So all the Twitter without Twitter research, we wouldn't know anything about the COVID hoax. None of the facts. All that would be like in a bubble if it had been done on Parler. So people all quit go to Parler. And I'm thinking, and then I said to people, I don't really understand why everybody's doing this. And I got, you're in favor of censorship. I got like, I finally said, I'm not playing anymore. I gave my argument.
Twitter is like, one of the things that's annoying is that Twitter, we had like, I don't know, about 1500 followers, right? Now we're down to like 966. I'm like, seriously, you're messing with Chuck and Julie on Twitter? But they are, which is annoying. But I think you're also right. Parler was not that great. Gab.com. It's they need to seriously up whatever their technology is right now, because you can't even get on it. And I don't know that much about them, but I agree with you. Twitter can still be used. They're going to ban you. But like you said, there are still people posting about other stuff. And I think they're going to continue to crack down on conservatives. But that's
well, Trump can come.
And then they all move to Parler, and then Parler, I think they wanted everybody to move to Parler. Like,
so then it all goes
and then
away.
They close down Parler, right? So I don't understand. Like, I just think it's this emotional, yeah, maybe it feels good to unplug your Twitter, but who are you hurting? Do you think Jack like really is dependent on this? He's not going to get his whatever vegan latte shake, whatever he's drinking. You think he's going to have to not have one because you don't go on Twitter?
No, he's a multi-billionaire.
Twitter's not trying to make money. Twitter is totally to promote the PSYOP, to promote the narrative. So I didn't understand that at all. I thought that was like, and again, it's everything. It's dividing us. So half of us go this way, half of us go that way. I make like an argument. I say like, well, I don't see why leaving Twitter is good. I get like hostility. Like people are accusing me.
That's why I said Trump needs to do something to create to get the server. And then Leo is saying you need an ISP that can't be blocked. I mean, I understand it's not like totally like you could do it like by tonight, but I think that's what Trump needs to do, because Trump does have some 80 million people who would immediately go over there.
I've been going back and forth whether it's time to sort of like maybe move beyond him or not. I don't know.
Because there's no one. No.
Right now, you can't really.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, you go really with Top Cotton.
But what if, I mean, you know, everyone's going to get mad at me, but What if he's part of the PSYOP? I just don't know anymore.
Well, then really, we're dead. If he's part of the PSYOP, you can close it down.
I just don't know. Why did he condemn? I just thought that was heinous, to be honest, that he condemned people who he called into Washington to stop a great injustice. I thought it was like heinous that he got on TV. And he did not mention Ashley Babbitt. Thought it was like heinous. If the shoe had been on the other foot, Ashley Babbitt would have been the first two words out of Obama's mouth. It would have been the first two words out of Biden's mouth.
Right. So it would be say her name.
So I first reacted really badly to that. Hey, later, I'm like, all right, he's under a lot of pressure. It's just a mistake. But I just don't know anymore. I just really don't know anymore. I mean, again, too.
Well, I know pretty well. I've always said he's not the sharpest stick in the drawer. He just isn't. But of all the people, all the politicians, if he's a politician, who at least made some effort to support America, its workers, getting people back from Afghanistan and Iraq and everything else. I mean, quite frankly, if we don't like him, there ain't nothing better that's come along.
I guess that I agree at the end of the day, but I can't say I don't have qualms. I can't say that I don't.
Look where he goes.
So would they have been able to do lockdown, the whole COVID thing, without if Hillary Clinton had been president? We would not have gone along with this. Like, having Trump go along with this was crucial.
Yes.
To getting us where we are now.
Well, it's like getting Pence to go along
with closing down the country and this vaccine and all this stuff. Trump going along with it neutered like a third of the opposition stepping on Americans' civil liberties, attacking Americans, worse than what Britain did to the colonists by, it's not even in Carmel. Like, you want to go back and go, you guys rebelled over taxes? Really? Because we don't rebel when they shut everything down and don't want us to leave our homes and make us wear burkas, because that's what they are, because they have no, you're increasing your chance of getting a respiratory virus
by
wearing a thing over your face where all the air goes out the side, but the thing itself collects period virus. So they got us wearing burkas because that's what it is. It's a burka. And you guys really, you've fought a war over taxes. It seems excessive. You guys seem bellicose.
They added import export tax. You know, you're kind of like, that's it? That's the whole thing. Yeah,
you killed people for that, really? And you died for that? And it's kind of like,
it's not funny, really.
If Trump hadn't gone along with that, I don't feel like I'm better off than I was. We're all better off than we were.
No, but I think with Trump, the hardest thing was starting new platforms, a new place to put forward, what I call the real, not real narrative. I mean, he has a ready-made platform. He has, I think, the savvy to do all that more than anybody else ever. And
we'll see in the next couple of weeks. And
exactly.
If he does all that, then it's good. But the other thing is, I don't want a dynasty. I don't want...
No.
I was going to use Ann Coulter's description of his children. I want them all to go away, even the ones who were even Don Jr. I don't want it. I really don't.
Who do you want? You can't always not want anybody. You can't say nobody.
If Trump steps to the plate.
No. Alternative to Trump. Give us one.
Give us one.
Well, that's a problem.
Who's
the alternative? I don't know. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we got, and anybody who says he's to blame for the protest or debt, they're despicable.
We got Michael. Ben just said, "Wonder if you're a part of the PSYOP operation."
It's possible. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I don't really know. So I think, we've got to support him. Let's see what he does in the next 2 weeks.
If he doesn't do anything, if he's just a total failure, then you just get out the blue pill and you swallow it.
I would like to. If I read somewhere and this gave me a little hope that he thought it was a mistake. There was allegedly a thing that when he got up the next day and criticized the protest, that he thought it was a mistake. There was some rumor,
right?
And I can understand why he would make that mistake, given that his lawyers were abandoning him, given what was going on. And if he views it as a mistake, Then, yes. Okay, that's...
What did he do as a mistake?
The criticism of the...
Criticizing the protesters the next day that he viewed that. If he understands that was a very un-Trumpian, from what we're supposed to think, mistake to cave to the enemy, to apologize, then I think that's fine. And again, I can understand why he would. I bet his wife is probably not on our side. Totally. Right. I bet she's worried about all the pressure. So I totally understand he's under a tremendous pressure. But if it's all going to be him the way it is, and it seems like it has to be, then he's got to do a really good job. I mean, it's got to be, if everything is. I must say, I've been uncomfortable. I think we should always make it clear that it's not really about him.
No, it's about us.
It's about him, right? I think we need him always. And I've been uncomfortable that that's not happening.
Nobody else up there.
We have this word Trump. Okay, that's fine. See that. But then I want to hear your answer to that, because he's the only one sticking up for us, because he's our only chance. I want to hear something about us. Hear about Trump. That's
starting. All right, Michael. Always goes fast when you're on.
I know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
If the Chinese don't turn your heat back on.
Oh, my God, yeah. Try to stay happy, I guess.
Thank you. There, Michael Tao. Check him out at aclearerpicture.net. Also, he's got columns up all the time at redstate.com. I want to thank everybody for – thank you to Michael. Thank you for the folks who chimed in. I love when we have the little chat thing here that we can read. I want to remind folks, chuckandjulie.com. You can get to everywhere we are there. We just joined Gab, if you can get on gab.com. But I also think, the best way – we're on YouTube, Podbean. I think the more places we can all be, the better, and the harder it is to shut us down. And I think, seriously, don't take the blue pill. Don't let them scare you. Don't let them panic you. That's what they're trying to do. There are more of us than there are of them. And at any time you need to be talked off the ledge, send us an email, text us, listen to the show, because we just appreciate you guys so much.
We do. And be of good heart. Be of good heart. And it's hard in trying times, but that when you need it the most.
Exactly. Thank you to the folks at BBS. We will see you on Wednesday.